that they really can be different, and gives us the hope to get up and lift up our head and say, yes, God, I know, I believe, help my unbelief, I believe you can change me. And the Spirit empowers that and kindles that fire in our heart. And then it's the renewing of our mind. Rooting out, yeah, brother, rooting out the lies of the enemy that we have bought hook, line, and sinker. Lies about ourselves, lies about God, lies about life, lies about what can change and what can't change. When we root out those lies and we train our mind to believe and see through the eyes of God, ourselves and Him and this life and our world. And that renewing of our mind enables us to stay on the path set on, that we're set on by the Holy Spirit. It's great to be delivered, but we need to renew our minds to think differently and perceive differently and believe differently so that we stay on that path and that deliverance remains secure. And it's powerful. It is powerful. I love to see changed people. I love to see delivered people who once were lost, but now they are found. Amen? Oh, man. When people have a God encounter and they follow Him and God does something good in them, man, I love that stuff. So it's not enough just to recognize our sin and attempt to change our behavior to deal with that. We got to get to the core issues, go below the surface and explore our hearts and gain knowledge about that. Replace the lies that the enemy has filled our heart with and replace it with the truth of God so we see ourselves and our life in God differently. Isn't it any wonder then, if that's the key, if that is the golden key to freedom, is it any wonder it says in Proverbs 4, 5 to 9, get wisdom! Get it. Get understanding. Do not forget. Don't turn away from the words of my mouth. Don't forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all of your getting, get understanding. Exalt her. She will promote you. She will bring you honor. And when you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Do you get the feeling that wisdom and understanding might be something good? To understand me, to understand what makes me tick, what drives me, to understand where I went off track, to understand what is the nature of that ache in my heart that wounds me and causes me to seek relief, and then to understand how God wants me to heal that hurt. So that instead of destroying myself and destroying the lives of the people that I love, now I am prospering, now I am growing, now I'm like a fruitful vine and I am blessing the ones around me. So that now it stops with me and generation after generation after me are walking in the Lord. I'm not in it just for me. I want it. I want the whole game. I want all my children and grandchildren in that. John said, it gives me pleasure to know that my children walk in truth. Praise God. How do we get that? I'm on the last page. You guys have been very patient. Half a page, not even half, well, okay, half a page left. Do you want wisdom? Do you want understanding? Yeah, man. Give me some of that. How do I get it? Where do I line up? Here's how you get it. Three things. I could go on, but we'll take three. Number one, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get in the Word and let the Word get in you. Let it get in you. It's the Word of truth. Particularly when you if you can find a gifted teacher. The Bible says that God has placed teachers in the body of Christ in order to bring us to the fullness of the stature of the measure of Christ. It's good to study on your own. I highly recommend it. Man, David said, I've hidden your word in my heart so I might not sin against you. It's good to have that time with God where you get in His word and you encounter God in His word. But don't leave out the teachers, whether they're authors who write books or whether they're people who speak at a certain place or in a certain video or something like that. Teachers are given to us by God. Now, we have an anointing when it comes. There's a passage in 1 John that talks about the antichrists that are out there, the false teachers and things like that. And the Bible says we do have an anointing that teaches us so that we can discern who is true and who is false. And that anointing teaches us that these people are not of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and a stranger they will not follow. Why? Because the Holy Spirit tells us the difference. We can get a feeling in our gut when we run into something that isn't true, something that's from the pit instead of from the Lord, from the palace. So, yes, the Holy Spirit is a great teacher, and we need to rely on Him. He will lead us into all truth. But also, we don't want to forget the anointed teachers that God has placed in the body of Christ that have a gift, that have an anointing, that can help us to understand ourselves. People like Fred Antonelli and Rob Horner and Anthony, whatever his last name is. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful men and women. Get in the Word. Find out. Understand addictive sin, how it gets rooted in our life and how we can overcome it. Get some resources. I have some resources here. Pick these up. Life Ministries, L-I-F-E, Living in Freedom Every Day. Living in Freedom Every Day. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Somebody ought to write a song about that. I love this. This is just a cool looking pamphlet. I don't care if, you know, it's just cool. It's called The Underground. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Guys in the back, this is like, you know, yeah. That rocks, doesn't it? It's the stuff, man. Chris, isn't that cool? That looks like something, you know, if you were an artist that you would put together. You may be an artist. I don't know. I've never asked. The Underground. Walking with men from the pit to purity. It looks so hip. I was surprised to find out that this is Fred Antonelli's ministry. He's such just like a regular Joe. You know? I thought whoever designed this was like, you know, not him. I'm not going to have an altar call, but I am going to say, if this is speaking to your heart today, please see me. I have said this in the past, and I promise you, you can come to me about anything. Anything. I used to say there's two, I tell people that, and people have come to me with everything except two things. This and this. And guess what? In the last couple of years, came to me with this and came to me with this. I never thought that. I promise you, I will not turn you away. I will get alongside of you. And to whatever degree is possible, to the grace God gives me, I want to make myself available. And I think all of our leaders would echo those very same things. You will not be rejected and you will not be looked down upon. We will come alongside of you and lay down our life for you. And if there's anything that is in our power to give to make sure that you get victory and freedom and success, it would be an honor and a privilege to be used of God in such a beautiful and distinguished way. To know that we had an influence in seeing God's glory realized in somebody's life. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So please don't hesitate to come. Man, I told you I had half a page, and I already added like a page and a half to it. All right, get in the Word. Number two, get in a group. Get in a group, an accountability group. Small groups of all kinds are wonderful things, man. I love me some small group. I'm serious, man. Love me some small group. If I could do it, if I had the energy and the time, I would be in small group probably almost every night of the week. Because it's just cool. I love the stuff that happens in a small group. But especially if someone is in recovery for an addiction, we are wired for fellowship, especially as Christians, man. I mean, God just put that in us. I love our name, Shore Christian Fellowship, because we are wired for fellowship. We thrive on that. God designed it that way. And when you get with other people who know what you're talking about, know where you've been, and just love you even more because of it, because they have someone that they share that fellowship with. That's what fellowship means. It means to share something in common. That is so powerful. Because their testimonies can give you hope. As they testify to the change that God has wrought in their life, it gives you the hope to dare to believe that God can do the same thing for you. And also, they will call you out if you're not being honest with yourself. I don't know if they'll do it in the group, but they might come alongside and say, "Brother, you lie really good. But I see through the smoke." And I love you, man. Let me pray for you. Let's talk. Man, people gain understanding when somebody else verbalizes the struggles, if they're having the same struggles. Maybe you might be in denial. You might not realize how destructive that thing is. And they testify, "Boy, man, when I did that, that cost me big." And you're like, "Dang, man, I'd do that." Get in a group. Get in the Word. Get in a group. Number three, get in the Spirit. Get in the Spirit, man. Christian life is nothing without the Holy Spirit. There is no Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is the Christian life. That's why it's grace and not law. That's why it's New Testament and not Old Testament. A life that is filled day by day with worship and singing and praising and thanking God for all He is and all He does. As it says in Galatians 5:16, and I love this promise. Paul said, "I say then," you want to know? "Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. Get in the Spirit. Take the time to get in the river, man, and then swim for all you're worth. It's as simple as loving on God. As simple as just worshiping Him. I know one particular teacher, he said, 80% of my prayer life is worship. That's easy. I don't have to come up with cool things to say to God. You know, I know He's heard it all. I mean, what in the world can I impress Him with today? I just throw a CD, turn on the iPod. I was going to throw in a CD. That's getting, you know. Put on some worship music and just let it carry you downstream. And as you draw near to God, brother, He will draw near to you.